Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Let's open our Bibles to Genesis chapter 37. Genesis 37. We are continuing what Pastor started. Can we echo it together? One, two, go. That is not convincing enough. The Joseph anointing. So please oblige me. Let's read together. It's a long read. Are you there? Okay. One, two, go. And Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren. And the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. Verse 3. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all of his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, "Hear, I pray, this dream which I have dreamt. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaves stood round about and made obeisance to my sheaf." And his brethren said to him, "Shall you indeed reign over us, or shall thou indeed have dominion over us?" And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. You see, one of the things you must understand is that your dreams will attract hatred. Your dream will attract strife. The only way that you can avoid that is not to talk. The other way that you can attract that is not to live in your dream. The moment you utter it out, "This is what I want to achieve." Strife. But that's not even where we're starting from this morning. And his brethren, and they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. And he dreamt yet another dream, and he told his brethren and said, "Behold, I have a dream. I have dreamed a dream more." I want to believe that this guy was, in this passage, he only shared how many dreams? How many dreams? Two dreams. But do you agree with me that this guy was actually dreaming perpetually? It was a perpetual dreamer. God was always speaking to him in dreams. Because if you backtrack to verse 8, it says, he had not told them this second dream, but scripture says, "And yet they hated him yet the more for his," did he say dream? Did he say dream? No. Read that place again. Look at it again. Is what? Dreams. And he said, "Behold, I have dreamed a dream more. And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me." Now, one of the things you see about this man's dream is that, though different illustrations, but they were giving him one singular message. There was consistency in the way with which God was speaking to him. He kept using that word, obeisance. Did you see that in the Bible? He kept using that word, obeisance. And he told it to his father and to his brethren. And his father rebuked him and said unto him, "What is the dream that thou hast dreamt? Shall I and your mother and your brethren indeed come and bow down ourselves to thee to the earth? And his brethren envied him. But his father did something. He was observing. There's something unique and particular about this boy. You remember Jesus? When they were coming back from Jerusalem, and Bible says he didn't go with them. He was missing for about a day or two. And the mother and the father had to go back to where? To the temple to pick him. And when the mother saw him, what was the conversation? Like, I must be about my father's business and all of that. And there was a little kind of rebuke, but the mother took that thing. There's something particular about this boy. Even though there's something particular about this boy. And this is for parents that if we are very observant from the get-go, you begin to see some traits about the child. You begin to see that they have proclivity towards something. Now, the responsibility of parents is to nurture, provide the enabling environment for that thing to grow. Hallelujah. So, and his brethren, okay, so they envied him and the father observed the saying, and his brethren went to feed their father's flock in Shechem. And Israel said unto Joseph, do not thy brethren feed the flock in Shechem? Come, I will send thee unto them. And he said to him, can we echo it together? Now the question, when I got to this place, the question I began to ask myself, was Jacob that really poor? Huh? Do you think Jacob was that really poor? Now he had already seen that this guy was envied, hated by his brothers. Yet he was the one that he chose to send on errand to go and meet his brothers. Hallelujah. It was the man who was hated that was being sent on errand. So in my mind, I was like, what went wrong? Why would you send somebody who is being hated? It's just like when Samson said, food, I know, only for the eater, out of the dead comes something sweet, and out of the strong comes something to eat. Like, why would you just send a man to his death? Why not just choose one of your servants? Just like the way Abraham who sent his servant on errand to go and fetch wife for Isaac. Why not just do something similar? Like, this was a man who was very rich. Very, very rich. But I observed that here, if you have been following the story, you realize that the man has been dreaming. And he felt like he was too comfortable. You know how I know that he was comfortable? Out of 11 or 12 or 13 children, 13, right? With his sister, he was the only one that the father made a unique clothing for. He was the child of favor. He was preferred above others. That's what scripture says. He was preferred above others. So the father loved him, made clothes for him. So it looked as though that environment was too comfortable for for Joseph. By age 17, he was not supposed to actually be in the house with the father. The Jewish system have a culture that from age 12, the moment you cross to age 13, there's even a ceremony that they will throw out. Like, this guy now can take over the business of the father. So Joseph had no business staying at home with his father. He was supposed to be on the farmland. He was supposed to be pasturing and feeding the flock alongside his brethren with Benjamin. He was not supposed to be at home. He was age 17. He had nothing to do at home. So it appeared, but God was already looking into the future, like, this guy, we've been speaking to him by dreams, but it feels like it's too comfortable. If we allow him and his father to continue like this, this script, this future I'm looking at that I've already factored this guy into, it will not come to bear. So to some of us, you just suddenly realize that you move from a season of abundance to a season of not even having at all. That was actually what was going to play out in the life of Joseph. He was so comfortable. The father was always looking out for him. Instead of him to go out and all of, yeah, he went. He actually went. He was bringing report and all of that. But at some point, he would just relapse. He would just be at home and he won't go anywhere. The father and all of that. And I can just imagine in the court of heaven, and God was like, Gabriel, don't you think if we allow this boy to stay with his father too much, these dreams, these things we have been communicating to him will not come to bear? So, allow me to add this. And God called Gabriel. Go and whisper to his father. Don't whisper, don't suggest to the father to send the servants. Suggest to the father to send Joseph. So the father called. I sent your brothers to Shechem to go and feed the flock. I've not heard for them anymore. And if you know the nomadic lifestyle is such one that they can travel for years and not come back to the spot. You see some of those cattle you find, especially for people in the north in Abuja, if you find them in the street of Abuja, some of them are coming from Katsina, Bauchi. They go like that. You see them, they travel. The nomadic lifestyle does not really assure them that they will be back to that spot. So they will travel. They've traveled the length and breadth of Nigeria. They will travel the length and breadth of Nigeria. So it was not a small task that the father was actually asking him to go do. So he called him, Joseph, go check for your brothers. The people that God will commit dreams to are people who have the servanthood mentality. How? What do I mean? The moment the father called him, what was his response? Here I am. But he didn't know that this conversation, this here I am, will not bring him back to the father for many years again. So I say to you that you do not choose your destiny. Your destiny actually chose you. Sometimes you think like it is your prayer that is bringing the anointing. It is actually the anointing that is looking out for you that actually chose you. Hallelujah. Am I speaking to somebody today? That grace, that thing that you think you have, that you in your mind you felt like it was by prayer or something, it was actually God who installed that into your life. So it wasn't even Joseph who said, Father, let me go and check. It was the father who actually started that conversation. Go and look out for your brothers. Hallelujah. Follow me closely. And so when the father said, I will send thee to them, and he said, here am I. Now look, listen to what the father said. And the father said to him, go, I pray thee, to see whether it be well with any brethren, with your brethren, and with the stocks, and bring me word again. Iro. Somebody say lie. Somebody say lie. I started with how I came into Lagos. Are you seeing the pieces now? The only thing that would make God bring me into Lagos was to come and write professional exam. That was the only thing that would have brought me to Lagos. And the fact that I had the other opportunity of going to Port Harcourt, but I felt like, my baby's in Lagos, so, and I have option of staying, of having a family member to stay in Lagos. Not that I will have to go and rent hotel, I mean, book hotel and stay there for 1 month. You know what it means to stay in hotel for 1 month? In Port Harcourt. In Port Harcourt. Port. Can you even hear the name? Port Harcourt. Not Lagos, that is just one Lagos. Port Harcourt. But it was actually God beckoning. It was actually God beckoning. It was destiny beckoning. Come. Hallelujah. Just like the way, the place you are now, you did not come there by choice. The thing you saw was the sugary part. But inside that sugar, there's agbo. There's something bitter in it. There's a peel. But it was only carved in something sweet that will attract you. Somebody is not hearing me. Eh? You thought, in my own mind, like, Lagos, I knew I would never come to Lagos. But God already looked into the future. He saw 5 years ahead. He saw 10 years ahead. He looked and he said, the only way we can get this guy to this spot, the only way that God can get Joseph to begin to fulfill those dreams was to beckon him, to use something he was familiar with. Something he had a relationship with. That was what God used to. Just keep coming. Hallelujah. Are you following me? Are you following me? So that was the only way God could bring him to Shechem. And Shechem was not actually the destination. It was just a bus stop. But guess what? Where did the father say he was sending him to? Where did he say he was sending him to? Shechem. When he got to Shechem, did he meet them? Please answer me, answer me. We're a Bible student. Did he meet them when he got to Shechem? But father told me, Shechem. I mean, Shechem. I can't find my brothers. I'm saying this to some people that God gave you a word. God gave you a word and you actually went to that spot and place and it looked as though, was God lying? Was the father actually lying? Was the father lying? Please respond to me. Was the father lying? No! You took that exam and they told you that if you take this exam, you will get job. Now you have written the exam, you have passed the exam, but there's no job. Somebody is not, you are not hearing what I'm saying. They told you that come to Lagos, that when you get to Lagos, there will be job. But see, you are here in Lagos, 3 months, no job. 6 months, no job. 1 year, no job. And you are like, but they told me to come to Lagos. That was the experience Joseph was having. So Joseph got to Shechem and he realized that the people they actually sent him to were not actually, they were no longer there. And Joseph became a confused man. Let's read. After he has answered the father, here I am, he started the journey. Verse 14, and he said to him, go, I pray, check for your brethren and bring me word again. So he sent him out of the valley of Hebron. I don't want to dwell on the word valley of Hebron and Shechem. And he came to Shechem. Verse 15, and a certain man found him. It was not Joseph who found, a certain man found him, and behold, what had happened to Joseph? But this was a man on errand. What had happened to him? He was wandering. And I'm saying this to somebody, you are in the place God sent you to, but it looks like nothing is happening in that place. It became a season. He said he was wandering in the field. In the field. It was just, there was no, you know what it means to be wandering? No career path. No career path. In fact, he got to a point that he started avoiding people's calls from the village. We thought like you would have made progress by now. We thought that by now, like, we can call our son and say we are coming to Lagos, to your own house. But it appears like our son is not even avoiding us. He's avoiding, and so you are having to lie. I was robbed. My phone fell down. It fell into water. I misplaced my phone. I don't even have your number again. You are cooking up all of those lies. But it was that you were wondering. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And scripture says, a certain man found him. I declare to someone's life this morning, the Lord is sending help to you. The Lord is sending help to you. The Lord is sending help to you. It was not Joseph who looked out for this man. It was that man who looked out for him. There are two different things. There are two different things. The job you did not apply for will come your door. Somebody didn't hear that. The job you did not apply for will come to you. In the name of Jesus. The man took notes. This guy has been coming to this. It looks like this guy has been on one spot. He's been going and coming. He looks very confused. He looks like somebody who has no direction. He looks like somebody going nowhere. Guess what? The messenger was the one confused, but the message was still intact. And I'm saying to someone this morning, it might appear that you have not gotten to where you are going yet, but can you still nurture that dream? And so the man said to him, verse 15, he said, and a certain man found him, and behold, he was wandering in the field, and the man asked him, what seekest thou? What seekest thou? What are you looking for, young man? You've been going back and forth. You've been taking, you have done data analytics, you have done machine learning, you have done UI, UX, you have done all the doing, everything. And it appears like your life has no meaning, no direction. You don't think it's happening around you. What are you looking for? What are you looking for? I'm putting that question to you this morning. What are you looking for? You must be certain. What are you looking for? What are you looking for? This question is not, the answer to this question is not what you begin to open your phone and look for Google Chrome to look for answer for. You must be carrying that question. The answer to that question must follow you. You must go with the answer to that question. The moment you meet greatness, the thing you ask for is not selfie. Somebody didn't hear that. When you meet with greatness, what you request, your request is not selfie. Sir, can I take selfie picture with you? But you know, unfortunately, because we are in the age of social media, that is what a lot of us request for. Somebody didn't hear that. That's the unfortunate thing. We are looking for the next thing that will make us have 1,000 likes, 1,000 followers, and all of that. We have been deceived. The man asked him, what are you looking for? And he responded, you must have your answers ready. You must have your answer. Because the meeting with this man actually changed history. Amen. He changed what? Now, please, I beg you. The brothers were not in Shechem. What would have been the likeliest of things that Joseph would have done? Would have. That is what actually happened to a lot of us. We go back. The moment we get to that spot that it seems things are not working, like all your efforts are not really yielding any results, we turn back. Joseph was at the crossroad. So I'm asking, he says Joseph was at the crossroad, but God brought in the favor factor. I believe that it was actually an angel of the Lord, because the Bible says a certain man. I was asking my wife yesterday, I said, Pastor mentioned sometimes ago that most of the angels, who remember that statement, that angels don't have wings. Actually, most of the angels don't have wings. There are angels who have wings. But the one that visited Abraham and Sarah, they had wings. They didn't have wings. These were angels in the form of human beings. So I believe that God already looked like there's a tendency for this guy to go back. Yeah, there was a tendency for the guy to go back. So he had to send that man to, because if that man had not showed up to tell him where his brothers, he would have gone back. You're not seeing it. There's a high tendency, like, you go back. But I say to you again, the Lord is sending help. Amen. The Lord is sending help. Amen. The Lord is sending help. Amen. The help will come quickly. Amen. The help will come quickly. Amen. The help will come quickly. Amen. The guy would have backslided. He would have backslided. You would have gone to Babalawo. And my husband have tried and tried and tried, though. Nothing is happening. Baba, do something. Baba, do something. I've done everything I know how to do best. So he was actually at a crossroad, a moment that he would have fallen. He was at a moment that he would have fallen. So God had to introduce the favor, the help factor, a certain man. So the man said, young man, come, I can see you are confused and all of that. And God intervened. I have here, say, you turned back not because you didn't have resources. You turned back because you lacked, you were not resourceful. Let me explain. Many of us turn back not because we don't have money. We actually have money. Huh? You have money. But we didn't turn back because we lacked money. We turn back because we don't have people. So I'm looking at the factor here. The factor of that man that God sent into his life. The factor of the man God sent into his life. Please, can you just pray for like 30 seconds? Can we pray together for 30 seconds? Joseph is finding help. Joseph is no longer stranded. Joseph is no longer stranded. Joseph is no longer a wanderer. I declare you are no longer a wanderer. You have been following the prophetic word. You have been following the word of God. Yet it looked like your life is not amounting to anything. I declare over your life, you are no longer stranded. I'm speaking to people who everything around you suggests that you are stranded. Everything around you suggests that you are stranded. You are finding help. You are finding help. I'm finding help. I'm finding help. Things will begin to work for you again. 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 You have had a taste of bounty, and now it appears like you don't even have. In the name of Jesus and the matchless name of Jesus, you will not miss it. You will not go back. 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 You are moving. You are advancing in the anointing. You are advancing in the anointing. Everything stopping you right now, we remove all obstacles. All obstacles. We remove every obstacle. Every obstacle is removed. Every obstacle is removed. Every obstacle is removed. Every obstacle is removed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. How can you get direction when you are directionless? Number one, men. Number one is what? Number one is what? Men. You need men. You need mentors. You need mentors. You started a career path and it looks like you are stuck. You need somebody to actually... I'm saying career path, that's the suggestion I have here, but it's beyond... I don't know what it means to you. But you need people who have mastery, who understand the terrain. Now, this man that the Lord sent to Jacob, to Joseph here, had the knowledge of the terrain. Do you agree with me? Do you agree with me? He said to him, he said, they departed hence, and I heard them say, let us go to Dothan. And Joseph went after his brethren, and he found them in Dothan. One of the characteristics of the people that the Lord will bring into your life, but you will be able, one of the thing you will need to be able to see such people is that you must be able to see in the spirit. Most of the times, they are not people that have the social media parana that we know. Yes, they are, they are people. In fact, they might not, it might look like nothing is happening in their own life, but they know what is happening. They know where you need to go. They know the person you can meet. They know the governor. They know the senator. They know the person who understands that your product. They themselves might not be doing that thing you are doing, but they know somebody who knows it well. So we need men. We need men. You need to build a social capital. Very, very important. You cannot afford to just keep to yourself. Just imagine if that man, after the man asked him, what are you looking for? And he said, you know what, don't worry. Hallelujah. Just imagine if he had said, don't worry. You need social capital. We need to engage. And I'm saying this even in church. We need to interact with one another. You cannot just say, my focus is God. After confession, carry your Bible and you go. If Joseph had done that, he would have still remained a wanderer in the land of Shechem. He would still be saying, God, but God, you said, but God, you said. You know, pastor used to say something. It was God who told Abraham to sacrifice Isaac. But still the same God who told him, no, I have prepared a lamb. But if you are not sensitive in the spirit, you would have sacrificed Isaac thinking you were doing the will of God. Meanwhile, you have killed a man. Hallelujah. So, you need men. You can get direction through men. And you know, if you join the prophetic school, pastor emphasized on this, you can't walk alone. You cannot walk alone in the prophetic. If you walk alone, there's high tendency for error. The tendency for error is increased, is heightened. Hallelujah. So you even see that even in the Bible, there was a school of the prophets. They were never just alone. They were always in a community. So in a community, you need to build social capital. Hallelujah. Number two, you need to listen to tapes. I'm highlighting this year as answers to somebody who is stranded. Somebody, you quote and unquote, you are stalked. Like Joseph in Shechem. We need books. You need to attend conferences. You need to take courses. Pardon my Nigerian. Curses, Abi? Curses. That's Ghanaian. Ghanaian. You need to take courses, either free or paid. Pay. Yes. Pay. Paid one. And actually, the ones you pay for, you get the most out of it. there's a level of seriousness that is attached to something that you know you have, your money. When it, you know, Uncle Tio will say, "Stop buying, don't stop getting free softwares." It's still the same. Don't just go for things that are free. You need to pay for them. And so this year you must make budgets for courses you will take. Some of them are $1,500. Some of them are $2,500. It's a must. You want to live. You do not want to just become a wanderer. You want to become a man. You must pay. You must take some things that will advance your life. Am I speaking to somebody? Am I speaking to you? You want to move from Shechem. Your brothers are no longer in Shechem. You thought it was UIUX. Now they are talking about ChatGPT. Artificial intelligence. You need to be ahead of the game. And how do you get direction? Joseph here looked like a man who lacked direction. How do you move from this point to where your brothers actually are? You need training. We need training. If it means, and you see, Pastor would jokingly, he would tell you, you think you have nothing, but you have iPhone. Sell that iPhone. And I'm bringing that word again to you. You think you don't have anything. Sell that phone you have. Register for the training. The training will pay for another phone. Yes. Hallelujah. So we need to attend conferences. You need exposures. If you can, even if it's Ghana, you can go to Ghana. Hallelujah. Or you have been living on the mainland. Let's even leave Ghana. You have been living on the mainland. Go to Ireland. There's something it does. Go to Banana Island. There's something it does. There's a rewiring. It resets your brain. It makes you move from a mediocre to a winner. By the time you see how other people are doing it, you will adjust naturally. Hallelujah. So I have written here, if you go without a mentor, you'll be slow. If you go with a mentor, you'll be faster. If you go without a mentor, you'll be slow. If you go with a mentor, you'll be faster. And I captured the mentors in books, trainings. They are expensive, I know. You know, the thing is, the goal is mastery. That's one. You need to educate yourself. That's two. Number three, education enhances the anointing. Hallelujah. Education does what? It enhances the anointing. Of course, you know that a lot of other things happen after this, finding this man. This is just a phase in the life of Joseph. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we be on our feet? I have, like Pastor, I have 1.5 pages. Me, I don't have 6. I have 1.5 pages. I have 1.5 pages. But I want you to pray for yourself. Every distraction in your life, one of the distractions, quote and unquote, in the life of Joseph was his father. Was his father. But I need you to pray for yourself.